A word for you from Psalm 112, verse 10. The wicked man sees it and is angry. He gnashes his teeth and melts away. The desire of the wicked will perish. This is the first time in Psalm 112 that we are told about the wicked and what happens to him. The whole of the psalm, which, by the way, in Hebrews, and there are 22 different points, each point begins with a letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And this one is the last letter, and it now refers to the very opposite of the good man, the blessed man. And remember, he's not just good because he believes in himself and he's trying to be a better person. No, without Christ you cannot be good, and all your goodness is as filthy rags and is something that puts God off and he hates, and you need to hate it as well. But true goodness is found in God. It is found in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. He gives his goodness to you. If you repented of your sin, he washes you and he puts inside you his Holy Spirit. But the wicked man sees all these blessings of the man who fears the Lord and greatly delights in his commandments. He sees it and he gnashes his teeth. He's angry. He observes that there is blessing in the house and in the generations of the one who is righteous, who loves God, who fears the Lord more than anything. He sees that he's not afraid by bad news. He sees the righteous man whose heart is fixed, his heart is steady, he's not afraid, he looks in triumph on his enemies. Now this person, the wicked man, and remember, let's make it real to ourselves. Are we walking in wickedness? Because that makes us a wicked person. Then it applies to us. The wicked man sees it and is angry. He cannot understand why he is not blessed. He's tried all his life to be blessed without God. And he tries to be successful without God. And finally, when he sees that he's missed out, his whole life has been a mess. He's missed out on God and on eternity with him. He gnashes his teeth. This is the first sign of hell. He gnashes his teeth and he melts away. Before this, in verse 9, it says, the righteous endure forever. That person who has God's righteousness lives forever with God in heaven. But the wicked man, he melts away. He will have a forever in hell, where he just becomes one part of the flames of hell, and he's totally divorced from God forever. Are you perhaps bewildered by the blessings and success of the person who fears the Lord, loves the Lord, the blessings that he enjoys and you don't have it? Why didn't you come onto the side of God? Learn to fear him. Learn to delight in his commandments. Repent of your sin, lest you finally perish.